doesn't matter. It's not like we turned up and it's the wrong band.
I know, it's just a bit confusing.
No, not really. It's still... Oh, I don't know. Hello and welcome to the Punk Rock Skunk Podcast, the penultimate episode.
Oh.
I am your host, Ollie, and joining me this week is Hells.
Hello.
She's back.
I am.
Did you feel upset for missing out on Bowling for Soup?
No.
Did you listen to the episode?
No.
Where are we now?
We're in Cardiff.
Doing?
This.
Oh, people are going to miss this. But we are here at Cardiff to see Volby.
Again, so basically this will be exactly the same show as like the last seven times. Ooh, I think Napalm Death might be coming on.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm not quite sure whether we're at the Cardiff International Arena or the Motorpoint Arena.
It's the Motorpoint Arena.
Okay. Good job I wasn't driving then.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because we still would have just ended up in Cardiff.
Anyway. So who are we seeing?
We're here to see Volby for the seventh time. With you.
Oh, my God.
Supported by Napalm Death and
Skin
the
Dread.
Other one. Yeah.
Yeah, who I'm not really that fussed about, but anyway.
Should we go see, we'll go see Napalm Death, shall we?
Yes, it sounds like they're on now.
Oh, no. Crowd, I hate it. This is your idea. I don't hate being in the middle of a crowd. I say I hate recording in the middle of a crowd. I don't know how this is going to turn out. So, we just seen Napalm Death. What did you think?
I quite enjoyed him.
I actually quite enjoyed it, yeah. Because when we were younger, and it was always like, oh, Napalm Death are really shouty. And, well, I mean, they're really shouty, but it's like the songs are just like a minute and it's pointless. They went on for quite a while.
They were pretty much exactly how I thought they'd be.
Yeah. Although I don't believe that bass player actually ever played one note.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, his bass playing, was it a bit mental? What was going on there? That's not normal, right?
I don't know. It should have been a lot louder, because I didn't really hear it, but...
But it's like, his arm was going everywhere.
That's very visual for a podcast.
Bravo!
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just in case you didn't know, by way of introduction, we are Napalm Death. An unrepentant, unapologetic fucking noise band from Birmingham. Friends, we have an album out at present, called Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Defeatism. And friends, just to backtrack over a particular idea, never understood how it has become in this world that one person or a group of people have been afforded the power and the say-so to deem another person or group of people illegal. Never fucking understood that for the life of me. A, it's fucking absurd. B, in terms of humanity, is anything fucking but. So I would suggest, it's quite simply, people always welcome, friends always welcome, and indeed refugees welcome, friends, refugees welcome. This one's called Contagion.
Thank you.
I know what you mean, but yeah, I was just like, is he actually playing that? And then, like, when they finish, you get like a distorted bass sound, and I'm like, well, he's actually got it switched on. I do like that Skindred crew have all got Christmas hats on. But yeah, no, thumbs up for Napalm Death.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm sure we'll see, what's his name? Is it Nigel?
Oh, I don't know.
He'll be back later with Volbeat.
Yeah.
Political, but on the good side of politics.
Yeah, on the right side. Well, not the right side. The left side, there's the right side, if you see what
the
I
good
mean.
Side. The side of good.
Yeah, the light side, not the dark side. Yeah, no, they're good.
Cool.
Yeah, you feel like if you actually could understand the lyrics, they'd be quite powerful.
Yes.
Because they did, they finished with a cover of Nazi punk.
I was going to ask this. You said, record the cover. And there was a... Dead Kennedys. Can you name a Dead Kennedys tune?
Well, only Nazi punks fuck off. But yeah, they only did like 30 seconds of it or something.
No, it's quite longer than that.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. I've never heard it before.
Oh, God. And you're doing a podcast.
No, finishing it. It's dying. It's dead.
Yeah, but what about the one in June?
We haven't talked about that yet.
Spoilers.
Oh, all right. We'll come back after Skindred, maybe. Okay, quickly while we're in the queue. We're outside. We're done. Should we get... now we're in the safety of the car.
We were kind of...
Skin dread.
We were stood in amongst a lot of...
We're in fucking Wales.
Yeah, I know.
They're like gods over here.
I know. Thought we might get lynched if we recorded the...
No, that one. No.
Yeah, if we recorded the skin drip bit in the crowd that we were in. What did you think?
Not as bad as I thought they were going to be, but I still don't really like them.
I know. They grew on me through the set. Like, I can understand, like, they were really energetic and they were really good with the crowd and all that, obviously.
Yeah, but they're playing in their home.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a home gig for them.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's like, after they stopped, a lot of people buggered off.
I know, I noticed that. I didn't know if they were just going to the bar, though, or whether they ever came back. But I did like his sparkly jackets. It's weird, though. It's weird that I don't like Skindred, because I really liked Dub War, Benji's...
Well, see, that's what happens when you rush out in front of people. You cut the corner and hit it.
But yeah, no, I keep trying to like them because obviously they keep playing Download, and then I think they've been at other gigs, haven't they?
We've never seen them at a gig before.
Oh, okay.
They've been at Download.
Yeah, they've been at Download.
Maybe twice, but.
And I always try and listen to them, and then I just get bored. I don't really know why.
No way, Pedro.
Yeah, so I would watch them again, to be honest. I can't remember the last time I actually went to see a band and also enjoyed the support. It just seems to be like the support
thing. Darkness, I enjoyed Massive Wagons.
No, oh, I didn't really.
Oh, yeah, but then you
couldn't hear them.
No, true.
The sound was
awful. Went and watched them at Download.
Yeah, but I thought they were someone else. I think who did I think they... Did I think they were a monster? No, not Monster Truck. I don't know. I think I got confused, and then I realised, like, halfway through. Oh, it's that band that we couldn't hear.
Yeah.
Because there was another band very similar to them at Download last year.
During the Skindred set, I went and brought a Napalm Death t-shirt. I said, oh, we're off. Although they didn't have the one I wanted.
Which was?
The unicorn one.
The blue unicorn
one.
Rainbow unicorn one.
So I got a different one.
That's a good story.
Thank you. Right, I think
we might have to stop soon because I have no idea where we're supposed to be going.
We need Google back. Safely back in the tent.
Yeah, right.
Never gets old. Ooh. Any more?
I was going to say, where did we get to?
Skindred. Anything else in Skindred? Did a lot of...
Did
a lot of sort of covery... I don't know. See, I've never seen Skindred before, so I don't know if this is something they do all the time.
What, all the, like, random little intros?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I have nothing of interest to that discussion, I'm afraid.
Oh, fucking Benji with the keyboard, which wasn't actually plugged in, I don't think.
Well, I wondered about that. Because
it did jump.
Yeah.
And he was playing it, like, looked like he's playing it, and then he stopped playing it, but it was still going.
Who was it?
And then he started playing, what was the other one that they did with the piano? There was like a piano keyboard track. But he wasn't moving around the keys, and you can clearly, blatantly hear that the keys were like playing different notes.
I don't know. Was I in the toilet then?
Maybe.
Well, I was going to say that because I said to you partway through, didn't I? I was like, has he got a picture of himself on his drum skin? And you were like, oh, no.
It's a picture of Hans Gruber falling off the Nakatomi Plaza.
I didn't believe you to start with. And then I was like, is it though? But it could have just been like any bloke.
It wasn't. It was Hans Gruber.
Well, you say that.
Don't argue with me, woman.
Anyway. Yeah, no, they weren't, like, bad or anything. I just can't make myself get into them. But maybe that's my issue rather than theirs. I don't know. Yeah. Would you watch them again?
Probably not.
No. Or even if they're, like, right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't go see them at Download and they were right there.
No, true.
Would you go see Napalm Death again?
If I was somewhere and they were playing, I'd probably watch them again, but I wouldn't like travel to see them, if you know what I
mean. I feel like I've seen them now.
I quite enjoyed them. I enjoyed them more than I thought I would, because I, like, obviously knew exactly, you know, like, I know
oh, that was
what
something.
It would be like, so.
After, couldn't scratch it off the bingo card, he didn't come out and do a song with Volbeat.
Yeah, I was going to say that in the Volbeat section, but we haven't got there yet. Oh. I was going to say they didn't do Evelyn, but that might have been because his voice, but are we phasing into Volbeat now? That's what happens, or
so Volbeat.
It's
such poor etiquette. I'm eating Doritos, sorry. Let's go, Bobby.
I was just going to say, so we should probably say that Michael was poorly.
Had a stinking cold, apparently.
Yeah. And hadn't been able to do some of the songs the previous two nights.
Three nights, I think he said.
But I noticed they're not going anywhere tomorrow. They've got like a... It's 2 days until their next one.
Are they done in the UK now?
No, I don't think so. Think I've got... I can't remember where...
The tour shirts in the car.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I looked at the tour the other day and I can't remember where it is. It might be like London or something.
Oh, I think didn't the woman we were talking to say that they were in London? She was off to watch them in London next.
I don't know. She said she'd seen them
in Leeds. Seen them in Leeds last night. Come down and seen them here.
I think Glasgow the night before.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway. So he's yeah, been poor. I love for you.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
got even bigger. That's why you're really here tonight. You doing good? You okay? That's a lot of people here tonight. Bobby has been looking forward to do this for a long time. And I know it's crazy times, it's a tough world we live in these days. And I know you'll be sitting at home trying to figure out what to do. Pay your gas bill or electricity bill or
I pray my
ticket. You took a Bobby ticket. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I gotta be very honest here because we have to make a deal with you tonight. I've been sick for some days and I have a terrible cold, but I so much want to be up here and have a good show. So listen, it is what it is. There will be times when I'm not screaming as much as I normally do, or yelling or anything, and you have to help me out tonight with some of the lines, some of the songs, okay? Because I am going to have some trouble during the show, but there's no way we're going to cancel when we are here. We've been looking forward to this, so please, help me out tonight. It's rock and roll, it's my music. We're not striving for perfection, we're looking for lots of fun. Do we have a deal? Thank you so much. All right, good people. So, let's see if you know this one.
I was gonna bring this up. I don't know at what point, but I haven't been to a bad Volbeat show.
I was literally gonna say that. I was gonna say, like,
even with him being ill.
Yeah, they just don't disappoint, do they?
No, and because again, it's like the last time we went to see him in Bristol, it was like, start playing. Oh,
yeah.
This time it's like, oh, this is the seventh time we've seen him. Third time this year. Oh, it's so good.
It's the musical equivalent of Bill Bailey. Because every time Bill Bailey does a tour, I go to you, oh, Bill Bailey's down in Plymouth or whatever. And then we kind of have that moment of like, oh, yeah, but we've seen him loads. Mm. And then you do that whole like, oh, shall we? And then when you end up going, you're like really glad you went. And it's the same with Volby. They're just like consistently good.
Thank you. big in a flow, but I was hoping that Mike didn't pick up my grumbling stomach.
When? What, during the gig?
No, during what you were just talking about.
Oh.
Yeah, because the mic's going to pick up my crumbling tummy in a gig.
Shouldn't have shoveled bloomin' flaming hot Doritos.
I've had half a bag.
Just leave them alone.
Sorry.
I'm not allowed to eat crisps. You can't eat yours.
Okay. Well, Gareth, if you're listening, this is hashtag argue talking.
Nobody's listening.
No, who's Gareth? I meant Graham. Shit.
I was wondering who Gareth was. Anyway, yeah.
Sorry,
so
Graham.
What did you think?
I really enjoyed it. But like right at the beginning, I was like, oh, fucking ramp, how stupid is that? But it turned out really good because they were so close and they were walking around.
It came really far into the crowd, didn't it?
Mm.
I'd have been so annoyed if I'd have paid for the bloody VIP Parasite pit though, because most of the gig they were out on the ramp.
Yeah, so but they were turned around looking at the ramp.
Well,
they weren't seeing.
Yeah, but they just got to see their backs.
Well, we got to see their backs sometimes.
Sometimes, but most of the time we got to see
their
front.
And then when they were down on the actual stage, they saw everything.
I don't think it's worth it, all that VIP shit.
Mm.
It should just be good enough that you've paid to see the band. There shouldn't be tiers of it.
Well, as I said, because they went out on tour with Metallica, and now they've got all this bloody pits and what have you. But
by the way, I like JoJo Siwa. I think she's a sweet girl. She's a good dancer. She's a good singer. She makes my daughter happy. Everything is good. Woo! This song is what Wall Street is called, Sandman's Song.
I really enjoyed it. And a slightly different set as well.
I know, it was a slightly different set. It was good. He did mix it up a bit more.
Well, I think because they said, right, well, we've still got the energy, we'll play for Evid now.
Yeah, I was so glad they played that because that was...
Because they didn't play it last night, apparently.
Yeah.
Or for a couple of
when
days.
When I heard that, I was like, oh. Because that's one of my favourites.
I mean, the first half of the set was the same. Devil's Bleeding Crown, Temple of
Echo, which
Pelvis on Fire.
It annoys me that because he's clearly quite into ancient Near Eastern mythology. Cause he's done a couple of songs about like Babylon and stuff, and so they're playing Temple of Echo, but all the backdrop was Egyptian hieroglyphs. And I'm like, that's a completely different culture. It's a completely different part of the world.
That might not be him putting a video together.
But he should be like, dude, that's like completely the wrong civilization and the wrong time. But anyway, so that annoyed me a bit. Carry on.
Hey.
Yeah, they did Shotgun Blues.
Yeah, I love that they did Falling, because that's one of my favourite ones, actually.
Did they do The Garden?
No. And they didn't do that stupid Sacred Stones one, which I don't like.
Oh, I don't know that.
They did Last Day on Under the Sun.
That was different than... They haven't played that.
Yeah, they have.
Have they?
Because you got a right cob on last time. So you were like, we don't like this one.
Well, I still don't like it.
I'm going to keep it away, boy.
Fucking brilliant. Oh, no.
Did a nice he on his own. He did a nice version of "I Only Want to Be with You" on the acoustic.
He did that last time.
No, he not on acoustic. He did.
Well, maybe not on
the last two times because we've never seen him play it before, and then they've done it on your birthday and in Reading. But it was the full version, and this time it was an acoustic version.
In Reading.
Not Reading. Download.
I was going to say.
I'm tired.
What's going on? And then they did. Still Counting.
Well, they finished with Still Counting.
Warriors Cool.
They didn't do Warriors Cool.
Oh, I thought they did.
No.
Yes! 1, 2, 3!
They did the Paula Boozer.
Oh, yeah,
they haven't done that for a while. They did a good cover of Jerry Lee Lewis. They seal the deal, and there's this apparently there's a little girl in the crowd with an AC/DC t-shirt on. He was like, and Michael's like, Rob, play some AC/DC. So they did Back in Black.
Yeah, actually, they didn't get any random children up, did they?
No, well, probably because he's got a stinking cold.
Yeah.
Oh,
to think that. I was like, yay, look at them so close up on the ramp. Boo, he's got a stinky cold and he's coughing everywhere.
I know, like when they're chucking stuff out to the crowd, mm. like, ooh, gems.
Or did Die to Live.
Yeah.
ZZ Bottom were back.
Saxophone. Don't believe it, but anyway. I can't think of any more that they did. I thought it was a slightly shorter set, but then that's fair enough if he's ill.
Yeah.
Although, randomly, they did a really long encore. They did like 5 or 6 tracks for the encore.
It wasn't that many.
Yeah, it was.
Did an instrumental as well. That went on for a little bit.
Yeah, but he did say, didn't he? That's mm. where he takes a break.
Oh, Sad Man's Tongue with a little bit of Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yeah.
Except the Johnny Cash didn't go on that long.
And he did at least vary the introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're just good, aren't they? Rob's hair.
Do you know what? I was just about to say. Oh, now I've seen him up really close. Yes, his hair does look different. Oh, sorry, no, but Michael's hair.
Oh, no, I'm talking, you were I'm saying talking about, about
how
a guitar.
I know, we ain't got there.
Oh, right.
You were saying about how he's...
Yeah, well, like, straight away, like, in May, when we saw them, I was like, oh, my God, he's cut his hair off. He looks so different. And you were like,
what? Didn't even notice. Now he's a lot closer. I was like, oh, yeah, his hair is different. But no, Rob, like... Because I've seen pictures of him when he plays with, like, with his hair down. And this is the first time that we've seen it. And it's just like fucking true. Mass poof.
Yeah, but not in a bad way.
No, but I think the trucker hat looked a bit weird.
I was trying to read what was on it, but I couldn't read
it. Yeah, I couldn't see it either.
No. But, yeah, it's weird. They have gone through a bit of an evolution, though, because I remember when we first started seeing them. You know, back in the days when they were New Hope,
many moons ago.
Like, Michael used to do all the waistcoats and stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
And the shirts, and that's when you started wearing a waistcoat.
I've always worn a waistcoat.
Okay. Moving on.
I've got any tattoos now.
Yeah, but he used to, do you know what I mean? Like, he was much more, his style was much more like
rockabilly
dressed up. And now it's like... skinny black jeans and shirts.
But I don't know when because he was wearing the his like a long sleeve sweater type shirt. I don't know if it was just because he was like, I feel like shit.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna put this on. I'm comfy.
Yeah,
because I can't remember his name. His bassist, but
Casper.
Is it Casper, is it?
Isn't it? I thought it was.
He had a very, very smart show.
It's yeah.
It's just the moustache.
He just looks really camp to me. And I don't mean that in
like
a bad
Simo.
Way. Reference that will mean nothing to anybody else.
If they listen to my other podcast. Matt's been on this podcast loads.
Has he?
Yeah. We went to Reef with them.
Oh, yeah,
we went to, well, this is going back in the day now, but...
his band.
Soylent.
Coal Chamber.
I did probably Pretty Fragile's only ever interview, which didn't get very many listens.
Aww.
Yeah, Matt's been to a few.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Well, that's the problem. That's like, when you're like, as soon as the gig finishes, like, yeah!
I know. And then by the time you've driven home,
we're recording the car, because it's still kind of a bit of a buzz. Oh, wait, I've no idea where I'm going. I'm going to need my phone. And we're back, and we're like, bugger about, put the kettle on, have a cup of tea.
Well, you got the only...
You filled my hood up with, I'm calling it... What did I call it?
Volfetti.
Which is Volbeat confetti.
Yeah, it was good. We had like the big windy gusts and we had streamers and the confetti
that was
and the
one good thing I was going to say about Slipknot and Slayer. Who was it? Skindred was when they did the helicopter. It brought a lovely breeze. It cooled me down a bit.
I think I zoned out there for a couple of minutes, and then I came back, and I was like, "What's going on? Everyone's taking their shirts off."
I just came back from the loo and getting a t-shirt.
That'd be why I zoned out then, because you buggered off. Yeah, I think I started looking up Michael Paulson and being ill, and then because I was panicking, they weren't going to play for Evie. And then
how many balls did you slap?
Oh, I actually hit two or three actually.
Oh, that was...
That's a euphemism,
It must have been, like, a few songs later when all the balls had settled down and the balloons, by the way. And there was a couple on stage.
Volbeat balloons.
And I think there was a couple on the ramp on the stage. And the next thing I see was this black balloon coming, like, through. And one guy went to grab it, and he looked, and I looked. And it was just this small kid with the biggest smile on his face, holding this balloon, and the whole crowd parted like the Red Sea.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just to let this little kid walk through with his balloon. His fucking face was beaming.
Well, I'd have been pretty chuffed if I'd managed to get one.
Nice change of merch. It wasn't the same as the last two times we've seen them. There was some variety there.
Yeah, there weren't any girl fit shirts.
There never is any girl fit shirts.
No, with Volbeat, there often is.
Well, you probably find it on EMP.
Well, yeah.
That's a plug for EMP, for all your rock and roll clothing.
So everyone will look like you now.
Yeah, basically my whole outfit is from EMP. Actually, tell a lie, this is from Bathroom Wall t-shirts.
And that's from Grim Frost. So actually nothing that you're wearing is from EMP.
No, you're right.
You've just completely lied to the listener.
It's true. Oh, my hat.
Yeah, but it's not on you, though.
Fuck.
Anyway, so there you go.
Never disappoints. Volbeat, the greatest band in the world.
Are they the greatest band in the world?
Tell me, how many bands have you seen more than once and they hasn't been as good as the first or second time you've seen them?
Yeah, but you can't really judge by that because not many... bands we've seen around where
we've seen Volbeat seven times in by the way, three different countries now.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
We've seen them seven times and they have not had a bad show.
No.
Even the download sets have been great.
But every time I watched a Prodigy, it was never a bad show either.
When was the last time we saw them before Keith died?
Plymouth.
You didn't see anything.
Well, no, that's not a band's fault, though, is it? But because there's loads of tall fuckers.
Yes, but we've only seen them three times. Was it four? Four times.
Is it four?
Reading, Sonosphere.
Bournemouth
and Plymouth.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It was great. I love it. But the problem is, because we've moved on so many albums now, they don't really play a lot from their last albums.
No, but then...
Because they haven't played Radio Girl for donkeys. They haven't played, like... And they only really play Lona Matez from the Shady Ladies album.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they played that. Yeah, I suppose so. But then, but they're touring their most recent album. That's kind of the point, isn't it?
Which I think, as much as I love watching them, my peak one was Switzerland. Not Switzerland.
Sweden. Oh, my God.
Because they played, like, all the old stuff.
And they had
that. And that album.
And they had that, like, choir there. And it was weird. And the whole weirdness of the fact that we had just got off a plane in Sweden.
And we fell asleep.
Trudged halfway across the city.
Fell asleep listening to watching Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, yeah. No, they were pretty shocking. Yeah. 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 Well, yeah. I reckon, like, 99% of people who like some kind of rock music could go to a Volbeat gig and enjoy it, even if they've never heard a Volbeat song. Like, they're so catchy, and it's like pop rock, really, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's that, that kind of just really catchy, feel good.
As they, advertised before, like, some of their merch... It's rock that your mum can listen to.
Yeah.
My mum can't, but never mind. I'm trying to think.
And when he like came out and was like, "Look, I've been
so really upfront and honest.
Yeah, I've been really sick for the last 2 days, and so there's going to be points where I can't sing out as much as possible.
We weren't going to cancel this gig.
Yeah,
we wanted to come down here.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Oh, you just might have to help me a bit and sing some of the lyrics." But then I was like, "Volbeat are the worst songs to try and sing along because no one fucking knows the words." You know,
even when they did "For Evig," I was like, they had the words up on the screen and I still couldn't sing along, and I was just making it up as I went along.
Well, you just have to say something that sounds a little bit like what the track sounds like, don't you? But yeah, that wasn't what I was going to say, actually. I can't remember what I was going to say now, but... I can't remember, just about him being ill, really. But anyway, yeah, it might come back.
I don't think there's much more.
Do you think they've learnt from... It was Dublin, wasn't it, when he came on, did 2 songs and walked off. And everyone was like, "What the fuck?"
And then they cancelled Bristol, we still had to pay for it again. And then you look at Bowling for Soup and they were like, "You guys have waited 2 years for this show. Some of you had tickets for 2 years. Well, there's no way we're going to cancel and come. We had to come back." And Volbeat, no.
To be fair, I thought they were, like, much more grateful tonight. Like, they seemed to be, like, a little bit more humble.
I remember, I was looking at it, like, Michael was going on about something or other. And I looked at Rob, and he was at the front and with the extra paying guests, and I think somebody was asking for his wristband, and he was like, "A wristband?" And he sort of does the money sign, and he's like, "Hey, give me some money, do you have a wristband?" "I want a wristband." Because they got personalised ones.
Of course they have.
Yeah. Maybe I should get some personalised sweatbands.
To be fair, they do chuck a lot of free stuff out at the end.
Oh, so close to getting another plectrum.
Yeah, but you've
had... And the drum skin went flying across my head.
Yeah, actually. They really do welly it, don't they? Because they're like basically frisbees.
Well, the problem was it nearly went like a boomerang. It completely, like, went round.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're just good value for money, really, aren't they? They're just good fun.
Expensive.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, no, because when he was saying about, like, his voice might not be so great and all that, and then he was like, "But it's a rock and roll show, so we're not aiming for perfection. We just want to have
fun."
We just want to have some fun. And I thought, yeah, actually, that's quite true, isn't it, really? So, yeah, well.
And I must have had my "please talk to me" face on tonight.
Oh, yeah, people really wanted to talk to me.
Everyone wanted to talk to me. Like, leave me alone.
I need to just buy you a T-shirt that says, "This man hates people, don't talk to him."
No, I need a cap, because usually I've got a coat on or me jacket
true.
On.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I was just stood by the toilets waiting for you, and this guy goes, "Oh, blah, 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 oh, here for Volbeat and Skindred." I'm like, well, yes. I said, oh, yeah, I've seen him a couple of times this year. And he's like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. And then he started asking me, like, what my favourite all-time band was. I was like, I don't know.
I hate it when people ask you that. Like, that's, like, such a hard question to answer.
Well, it's different situations at different times. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. And luckily, you came out, and I was like, all right, cheers, have a good night. And then some woman in the crowd started talking to us. I think it's because her husband was ill, and she left him at home. And
yeah,
she was there with a friend that she met for doing another gig.
But it used to be, like, that's the weird thing about Volbeat. It used to be like that when people didn't know who they were. Like, if you were wearing a Volbeat shirt somewhere and another Volbeat fan saw you, they'd be like, oh, nice
but
one.
Do you remember the first time we went to Download and there was, like, one or two shirts?
Yeah, yeah.
The next time we went to Download, everybody was in a Volbeat shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were going around like, Volbeat good? I'm like, yes, go and see Volbeat. They are amazing. Then you'd see them at the end of the you go, thanks. Volbeat was that was really good. Like, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? And I think that's why, I've got an issue with all this VIP stuff, because actually they've got a really good fan, but like a really loyal fan.
Never
base.
Used to be like that.
And I don't know if it's,
told you, it's Metallica.
Well, I don't know if it's the promoters that push that shit. I don't know, possibly. It might be. Like, the bands themselves might be like, God. But the promoters might be like, no, that this is the thing we have to do now. Because, you know, it must be ridiculously expensive, touring. Mm. And, you know, people always say you don't make money touring anymore. You make money from the merch.
Yeah, you don't make money from touring. You don't make money from record sales.
Yeah. And now you've got all the shitty visa situation to deal with.
Although,
all,
I might buy some of the Volbeat rum. I don't drink rum, but just to have it.
Oh, God. You've still got out-of-date Volbeat beer.
Yeah, and that's just going to sit there on the shelf.
Great. That's why I have such a
along with my out-of-date Trooper beer as well that I brought. God. Bugger.
Yeah.
Oh. So, would you see Volbeat again?
Well, clearly. How far would you travel? Scandinavia?
Well, you said you hate coming to Cardiff, so you don't want to come back to Cardiff.
I fucking hate coming to Cardiff. And then you reminded me we've got to be here again in 5 weeks' time.
It's over a month. It's next year.
Oh, but it's nearly next year now.
Oh. So where would you travel to see Volbeat?
In serious, sensible times where we don't just go to Scandinavia, because that's now ridiculous.
You'll pop over for the weekend.
In the post-COVID, no money world.
Jesus Christ.
Birmingham.
Where would the eighth time you see them to?
Oh, I probably wouldn't go north of Birmingham.
Okay.
What about you?
Exeter.
What?
I told you, we're not doing any more gigs unless they're in Exeter or Plymouth or
I was going to say, Torquay. Well, we're going to...
Spoilers.
What about freaking Cardiff then? You're making us come back to Cardiff.
Yes, but I'd already brought them bloody tickets.
Oh.
And at that point, we weren't going to be cancelling the show. We've been cancelled by popular demand.
Oh, thank fuck for that. Why did it take so fucking long? What, you mean I can actually go to gigs and just enjoy the gig?
Oh, no, we're never going to a gig again.
Well, you might not be.
All right. So, anything else on Volbeat?
No, not really. Don't think so. Get well soon, Michael. Yeah, no, I'm glad they didn't cancel.
Yeah.
I'm glad he didn't
come on for two songs and then bugger off again.
Yeah, I think he did really well for how shit he must have been feeling.
Mm.
I think that's it then.
That's it. Right. So where are we going next? Oh, back to Cardiff
for our last show.
The
big puke fest of Cardiff.
Well, I say our last show, and then what did you do yesterday?
Bought tickets
to
Kiss
in
Plymouth. But that's only down the road.
Our next show is our last show, and we're off to see the Darkness and Blackstone show. It would have been quite fitting if this one was the last show.
We're not doing a show for Kiss?
We might do a special. Because I'm going to keep the feed open, but I'm going to, like, reduce my membership on Podomatic.
Okay.
To that, because this has cost me a fucking shitload. So I'm going to try and get it down to the free one and just delete a load of the shows that I've got, like, the less downloads. Because, like, the stuff like Metallica, Green Day, Rammstein.
Randomly Baby Metal.
Baby Metal have all got like 10,000 downloads. It's fucking mental.
God.
Whereas my last show got about 10 downloads, I think.
What's that?
Bowling for Soup.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's been up for like
it's only been
a week.
Up for a week, yeah. I think I lost a lot of listeners during the pandemic. Although, actually, my numbers did go up because I think people were just listening to stuff that because they couldn't go to gigs.
Fair enough.
But I love you all. Especially you. You know who you are. So, this is it. So, this is it for this year. Then next year, Blackstone Cherry with Darkness. As I said, it would have been quite fitting for this to be the last show, being at Volbeat, like our favourite show, the one we've seen the most.
Yeah, true.
But well, that's not how it works, people.
Let's not bother coming back next time, then.
Well, Graham's going to be here anyway, so I'll just come with Graham. I did offer for you not to go, and you were like, no, it's fine.
I know. Well, I don't mind going, because I quite enjoyed when we saw The Darkness last time.
Really good.
It's just the Cardiff element.
Yeah, but we're not going to actually stay in Cardiff.
I know, but you're still going to come here.
Mm. Well, fucking 15 quid, bloody...
It's the most expensive place in the whole world for car parking.
15 quid for car parking!
It's utterly, utterly stupid.
Oh.
It's not worth it.
Mm. All right. So, anything to plug?
No, not really.
Come and check us out in the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thepunkrockskunkpodcast. You can find us all podcatchers. Don't email me because I haven't got an email address. You can find me with my two buddies, Chris and Matt, on my other podcast. That's still going to continue even after this one. I'm not cancelling that. You can find that one at the Bad Movie Club podcast on Facebook. And you can find us on all podcatchers. Probably. I don't know. So... Just to say
that. Done your research.
Oh, I don't care anymore. This thing's fucking dying. I don't care. Thanks to my co-host, Hells.
Yeah.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, and a less shit New Year.
Well, I was going to say, just be kind to your family because they ain't going to be around forever.
Oh, my God. Talk about bringing it down.
Yes.
At the end.
Just have a good time. Don't go silly. What am I talking about? Go fucking mental. Chicken Oriental.
Oh, end it now.
I'm trying to. So we'll see you next year. Bye.
Bye. just going to say that collecting all the Volfetti was very Crystal Maze-y. Did we win the team building adventure weekend in Wales? Because did we get enough tickets?
Well, I thought you wanted to leave Wales.
No, I like the rest of Wales. I just don't like Cardiff. I've tried so hard to like it. But I just don't. It's horrible.
You know, you've offended and I've lost all my Welsh listeners now.
No, because we've kept all the outside of Cardiff ones.
Hmm.
It's just, oh, I don't know. I've just not been to the right bits. Is there nice bits?
This has gone from like Volfetti
to a rant
on Wales.
It's all right, you can just edit that bit out. I'm eating Pringles now.
I've got to edit this in.
Anyway.
I might stick it. This might be the after show credit bit.
Okay, I'm done.
Have another one.
No. It's not my fault. Pringles are crunchy.